The business of sales is sometimes harder than actually making the sale in the first place. See, you're not only a professional salesperson, you're a business owner. But the focus always seems to be on sales. Well, we're here to help you. I've been in the sales world and training sales professionals for over four decades. My name's Morris Sims. I've seen some great salespeople fail because they didn't run their business very well. Well, we're going to share success concepts and interview some great entrepreneurs who are going to help you in your business. Welcome to the Business of Sales. All right, the other day on our podcast, you heard from Bobby Kaler, and when we talked a lot about sales and how to get better. She also mentioned something about positive intelligence and mental fitness. Well, here's a quick guide to the PQ, that's positive intelligence, and three core mental muscles. Tell me more about this mental intelligence, mental and positive influence. Tell me more, Bobby.
Yeah. So positive intelligence, sometimes it's also referred to as mental fitness, not mental health. Mental health, you know, that's more, those are typically diseases, dysfunction. So mental fitness, though, that is our ability to respond to life's challenges and opportunities with a positive mindset versus a negative, neutral, or stressed mindset. Mm-hmm. And if you think about like bouncing back from adversity to challenges, that's what it's all about. And so in PQ, mental fitness, there are three core mental muscles that you want to work on. And it's kind of like if you want to get physically fit, you go to the gym. So yeah. It's kind of the same thing. So the three core mental muscles, you know, the first of all, it's called the saboteur interceptor interceptor. And a saboteur, those are our automatic ways of thinking, feeling, and acting. And what neuroscientists have found is there are 10 basic patterns, and everyone has at least the judge. The judge is universal, and the judge judges ourselves, others, and circumstances. And then there are 9 accomplice saboteurs, and they range from things like the controller, the stickler, also known as the perfectionist, the victim, there's 9 of these. And what they found is that most people have usually they have the judge and then 2 to 3 of the accomplice saboteurs. Now, some people have more than that, but they become a block because of the way it's like our neural pathways have formed over years so that when something happens, we react one way and we're not even thinking about it. It's like automatic pilot. And it leads us into these really bad patterns that, for the most part, we often don't even see until we really start to study them. So it's really pretty interesting. And then there's one assessment that a person can take, and it's called the saboteur assessment. And in 5 minutes, it's quick, it's easy, it's free. And you can take the assessment and you can learn which one of the saboteurs you have, or, you know, in many cases, it's which are your top 2 to 3. Mm-hmm. And as soon as people do that, they're like, oh my goodness. Because then they get this, it's a cool report they get, and they can start to see like, hey, so if you have, let's say that you have controller, then there are these kind of the lies we tell ourselves about, well, of course I have to be in control of this because no one else is going to do this as good a job as I am.
That's right.
You know, that's right. And we've all probably worked with those people, but it's just really interesting because it gives us a way to see ourselves very, very clearly. And that's the first step, because if we can recognize them, then we can intercept them, and then we can choose a different, more positive response.
Oh, I needed to hear that when I was on vacation with my lovely spouse and my sister-in-law. She and I love her to death. Absolutely. She's my little sister as much as she is my wife's. But anyway, we're both those controlling kind of types. And, you know, I want to do it my way because I got the best idea and the best way to do it. She's the same way. So we've kind of butt heads from time to time. Oh, I need to learn how to get rid of that. That's great, Bobby. What are the 2 other mental muscles? Did I miss something?
Yes. No. So that's the first one, the saboteur interceptor. The second one is called the sage muscle. And the sage is actually a very, we could talk for hours on the sage alone, but at a high level, the sage operates from the perspective that everything can be turned into a gift or opportunity, even if it sucks right now, you know, it can be. And the big exception to that is like the loss of a loved one, right? But even let's say, oh, here's a great example. One of my clients, he's a sales manager. He lost his very best salesperson. She ever noticed. That's painful. Mm-hmm. And he said, like in the past, because he also has a victim saboteur. So in the past, when that would happen, he'd think, oh my goodness, why does this always happen to me? I invest all this time training these people, then they leave. It always happens. And he said, like he would ruminate on that for, you know, a day. Well, that's a lot of lost time.
Yes.
And he said, so when it happened this time, he's like, wait a minute. It's not what I wanted, but some way, you know, I can turn this into a gift, an opportunity. And that led him to kind of think about it a little bit differently. And he didn't waste a whole day worrying about it. So, and again, the sage perspective is like, it's, we could go on forever about that, but that's it at a very high level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the third one, that's the self-command muscle. And that one can be tough because that is all about directing our attention. So there's a question, the founder of Positive Intelligence, the lead researcher, his name is Shirzad Shamin, and he's a lecturer at Stanford. He always poses the question, are you really in control of your own mind? And I'll tell you, Morris, when I first heard that question, I thought, well, that's a stupid question. Of course I am.
Oh, I'm not. I know I'm not. There are gremlins all over my head. I know that.
Oh, my goodness. But here's the question that got my attention.
Uh-huh.
His next question was this. Are you really commanding your mind to wake you up at 3 a.m. worrying about stuff that you can't do anything about at 3 a.m?
I thought, man,
maybe I'm not in control after all. So it's really about becoming very intentional with when the saboteurs show up, when our automatic ways of operating show up, how are we recognizing that? How are we choosing a different response? And then how are we shifting our attention so that we're not just going down the same path over and over and over again? And by doing that, you're building new neural pathways, so it becomes easier to respond differently and more quickly in the future. So those are the three muscles.
Well, there you have it. A quick guide to PQ, or positive intelligence. From there, be sure to take your time to contact Bobby Kahler at bobbykahler.com. That's BOBBIKAHLER.com. And when you do so, you can get a 1-hour free consultation with Bobby, all because you listen to The Business of Sales. So isn't it great to be a TBOS listener? Have a great week. I'll talk to you again next time.